It's time waiting. Waiting for what? Perhaps you've already forgotten me by now. Perhaps I'm the only one to remember. Do you enjoy eavesdropping on me, stranger? That is, I was merely teasing. If I am to ponder my thoughts aloud, it is inevitable that someone else will hear. Though you are aware I can hear when the chamber doors open, therefore can tell how long you linger before coming up those steps. And what can I bore you with this time? I hardly think tales of my life are anything exciting. Surely there's far more interesting figures you've met in your travels. I do not know if you are flattering me or merely trying to bribe an extra kiss out of me. A kiss of Styx, stranger. You weren't thinking of anything else, were you? You think I enjoy teasing you? I'm not the one who named the item. But perhaps, forgive an old man, I don't get any other source of amusement here. Join the others. I've fought enough in my life, I have no wish to keep doing it in death. I do not shame you for it. I understand you're on a mission. I haven't pried about it. There's much determination in your eyes, stranger. Almost reminds me of someone I used to know. May you ask who? You say that so tentatively, as if you already know the answer. You think I don't see him in the way you fight? He taught you well. You needn't talk about him, I didn't ask. I do not know if I am glad that he is safe, I suppose so. But knowing that makes me question all the more why he isn't here. Why he left. You did not come here to listen to me, Vin. You are a strange one, stranger. The nickname is fitting then, I suppose. You would listen to me talk about anything. Don't you have an escape attempt to finish? You. Every time you make it to Elysium, you are hoping to see me. I can hardly imagine why, though I suppose the items I have to offer are helpful. You still want to see me even if I had nothing to give. Why? You can report on my status to him. You haven't told him how often we meet. I imagine he does not want to talk about me then. If that's the way he wants it, to dedicate my life to him, and he won't even talk to me in death. Won't even talk about me. Perhaps it is too painful for him. Is that what you think? He could make it an awful lot less painful if he were just here. But he's not. And you are. And he didn't send you. You truly wish to spend some of your infinite time talking to a melancholic, lost soul like me. You flatter me, stranger. I will not tell you to leave. I suppose being wanted by someone else in any capacity is a feeling I'd forgotten. How is your escape attempt going so far? You're improving. You are. You need not be modest. And I think you want to take more credit for it. Regardless of what he has taught you, this progress you are making on your own. Well, but I suspect the only reason so many are helping you, gods and mortals alike, is because of you. You seem to have rather a way with people. Yeah, I thought I wouldn't be opening myself up to anyone, let alone a little godly man. You have this way of making people comfortable around you, I suppose. You have your own sort of charm, even though I suspect you don't realize it. No. So though you may feel you're only completing these attempts, because of the aid you receive from others, well, isn't it something to be proud of that so many would be willing to help you? That you are well liked, or even loved. Is what why I help you. Fishing, are we, stranger? If I didn't like you, I wouldn't let you stay. Do you think I'd sit here talking to someone who I couldn't stand? What about me? I do not have new stories to tell. Everything is the same here. Unless it's old stories you're attempting to uncover. You must care for him. I'm not making an accusation. You needn't be ashamed. And I merely meant, platonically, though, given your reaction, I suspect more than that now. I'm not offended. He hasn't been mine for quite some time, I suspect. Nor can I blame you. I know more than all how easy he is to fall for. You try and pry into my love life. What about your own? I suspect he isn't aware of such feelings. He is oblivious of a lot. You haven't told him. And he hasn't asked. Either oblivious or a coward. Yes, a coward. I know. I knew him well. I find it hard to believe he wouldn't have fallen for you as well. And if he hasn't said as such, then yes, he's a coward. Never thought that's what would become of him, but if he won't come and talk to me, he said what? You. Gave him nectar and he. Seemed to think it was a gesture of romance, of courting. And he turned you down. You. Has he gone blind in his old age as well? Did he give a reason? The audacity. He said his heart still belongs to another. Will I free him of it? He does not get to turn down others because of some loyalty to me when he isn't here. We aren't together, are we? I don't think either of us can claim to be taken anymore. It's just like him, denying himself something because he's assuming the wrong things. He's a bigger fool than I thought. Turning you down. Have you no one else? And that you've got your eye on? Complicated. I suppose a prince like yourself must have plenty of people attempting to court you. No. Ah, I see, they must be all too afraid of your father. I cannot imagine any other reason you would not have beings lining up for the chance. Oh, you truly don't see it, do you, stranger? How appealing you are. I hope he hasn't made you think lowly of yourself. I can assure you, if he doesn't want you, there are others who will have you. That is kind of you to say. That you think there are others who will have me, even in his absence. Though I haven't really met an awful lot of people, stranger. So pray tell. Who do you think would be wanting of me? I can only think of one who I could even consider calling a friend. Could it be him, I wonder? You think I don't notice? The blush on his cheeks when he asks for a kiss. As if he can't help but think what other meanings that word has. What I'm saying, if you need it more plainly, if he doesn't want you, and he doesn't want me, why should we keep chasing him when there are other options? I plan to make him jealous. That could be a accidental benefit. He wouldn't be betraying him. He refused you. And I'm all but dead to him, I suppose. For lack of a better phrase. Does get awful lonely here, stranger. Must be hard seeing him every time you return home, knowing you can't have him. Does it get lonely for you too? I could help with that. Always with calling me sir. I hardly think I earned that title. But if that's how you see me, if I could, be but a knight once more, then you could be some prince from some other kingdom we've passed through, conquered even. If we were mortal and alive. I would invite you into my tent. But you'd have to be quiet, so the rest of the men didn't hear. So that he unless you'd want him to. Am I being too forward, stranger? Or not forward enough? Think of it as me offering another service. Seeing as he is not willing to aid you in your loneliness. Allow me, indulge in me, I would be quite flattered to have a pretty little prince coming all this way, just to hope that one day will be the one that he actually wants. Not that I think you needed any more motivation, but I would be willing to offer these extra services anytime you find your way into my chamber. Though I hardly think it's apt to keep calling you stranger now, little prince. You have to go. No, I understand. It's important. If I knew that fighting through all of this would allow me to see my loved one again, well, good luck. And don't be disappointed. We can continue this next time you wander through Elysia. I suppose I should thank you for the first time in my afterlife. I have something to look forward to. Aren't you forgetting something? your actual kiss. Unless you prefer something else. Yes, I'm teasing you on purpose. But also, if the Hydrolite or Cyclops jerky take your fancy, feel free. Try not to trip over your own feet on the way out. Be seeing you, stranger. Little prince.